online and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, a 53-year-old man was sent for trial today, charged with 74 sex assaults on the same girl over 6 years. Glenmore Biogas Limited in Donegal has been identified as one of a number of sites licensed by the EPA for failing to meet necessary environmental standards. The Foreign Affairs Minister says Irish people can be assured there will be no return to a hard border with the North. And over €10 million in funding has been allocated for social inclusion and community activation programmes for disadvantaged communities in Donegal. Those stories you follow in full plus more, and we'll have the latest in sport with Oisin Kelly coming up at about 5:15, followed by Nuacht with Colm Ferriter. But first in news, a 53-year-old man was sent for trial today, charged with 74 sex assaults on the same girl over 6 years. The man, who is in custody, was accused of the offences between January 1995 and February 2001, when the girl was a minor. Catherine Gaffney has more.
Garda Caroline Meehan told Ballyshannon District Court the book of evidence was served on the defendant this morning. Inspector Dennis Joyce asked that the man be forwarded for trial to the Higher Donegal Town Circuit Court, which starts next October the 23rd. Defence Solicitor Frank Dorian said there was no application for bail. He was granted legal aid, which will include a senior and junior counsel. Judge Kevin Kilrain reminded the defendant that if he was using alibi evidence, he had 14 days to give notice of it to the prosecution. He remanded the man to the Donegal Town Circuit Court in October. The judge issued a reminder that identifying details of the victim and the defendant cannot be published at this stage.
Foreign Affairs Minister Simon Coveney says Irish people can be assured there will be no return to a hard border with the North. Downing Street says it doesn't recognise reports out today which say EU officials have rejected all the UK's customs union suggestions. The British Prime Minister's spokesperson insists she's sticking to her proposals for avoiding a hard border with Ireland after Brexit. Minister Coveney says negotiations are still ongoing, but they have very strong commitments on the border issue already.
To Irish people who want and need reassurance is that we do have very strong commitments that the British government have signed up to. They have said that there will be no border infrastructure of any kind. There will be no related checks or controls. And they want to negotiate to that effect.
The government is being accused of turning its back on community-based employment programmes, with claims that demand for the rural social scheme is not being met in the northwest. The scheme is designed to support people in low income in the fishing and farming sectors. Sligo Leitrim and South Donegal TD Mark McSharry says there are only 421 RSS places available across Donegal, Sligo and Leitrim, and that needs to be increased.
This scheme has existed for some time. We've been at pains to call for additional places. You know, apart from the help that it gives to farming and fishing families throughout the northwest, it also supports very important local work. I mean, we all have seen the great work that World Social Scheme and Community Employment Schemes have done throughout our communities. It's a win for the state, so it defies logic that they're trying to force people away from the tradition of farming and fishing when it can be done at a reasonably low cost.
Over €10 million in funding has been allocated for social inclusion and community activation programme for disadvantaged communities in Donegal. Over the next 5 years, the funding package will provide funding across the county. This year, over €1 million is being allocated to the Donegal Local Development Company, almost €600,000 for the Inishowen Development Partnership and €350,000 for Gaeltacht areas. The official launch of the Donegal Together for Yes campaign for a yes vote in the referendum to repeal the 8th Amendment is taking place in Jackson's Hotel in Ballybuffet tonight. The campaign will be launched by Eamon McGee, Donegal GAA All-Ireland winner. The latest IPSOS MRBI poll for the Irish Times shows 47% plan to vote yes, 28% say they'll vote no, and 20% say they aren't sure. Sinead Stewart is media coordinator for Donegal Together for Yes. She's encouraging the don't-knows to attend tonight's meeting.
We're the Donegal branch of the National Together for Yes campaign to secure an Ireland where restrictions on women's healthcare are removed from the constitution, where the Oireachtas can legislate for access to abortion care for women and girls in Ireland, where a woman can make a personal and private decision about her own life and health, and so that doctors and medical staff can give women and girls the care they need here in Ireland without fear of breaking the law, so that abortion is safe and regulated in line with best medical practice and provided through the public service, and that women who have been given a diagnosis of a fetal-fetal anomaly or who are pregnant as a result of rape will have access to abortion if that is what they decide.
Now, the most latest poll suggests that a lot of people are now in the don't know sort of group. What would you say to those people perhaps in the county today who may be sitting on the fence and wondering should they or should they not come to tonight's meeting?
Oh, I would be telling them to certainly to come to tonight's meeting. You will receive facts. You're getting an expert panel of people who deal in fact, not myths. And if you're in any way undecided or unsure, I would encourage everyone to come along and hear the facts as they are, hear the reality and the real life lived stories from women themselves.
Meanwhile, a group of Donegal doctors have issued a statement on the side of the No campaign in the upcoming abortion referendum. The six GPs in question refute and take issue with the pro-choice movement's repeated claims that the Eighth Amendment puts the lives of pregnant mothers at risk. They say that this is not the case with the Maternal Death Inquiry Ireland, finding that deaths in Ireland were extremely rare. Dr. Michael Cook, a local GP, says the facts speak for themselves.
During pregnancy, rare complications can arise where a therapeutic intervention is required, which may result in there being little or no hope of the baby surviving. In these exceptional circumstances, it may be necessary to terminate the pregnancy to protect the life of the mother while making every effort to preserve the life of the baby. In other words, in plain English, that means if a doctor feels that a pregnancy poses a real threat to a woman's life, even if that threat is not immediate, they may perform a termination, usually by delivering the baby. And the other thing is that there was a report done recently on maternal mortality in Ireland, and it is very rare to have a mother die in Ireland. And this supports the fact that the Eighth Amendment doesn't, as it were, bring about an undue increase in maternal mortality. And in fact, in countries where abortion is practiced, that's in England and the UK, we have a lower mortality rate than England or the UK.
The Taoiseach has accused Sinn Féin of looking for the head of his communications minister without giving him a fair hearing. Dennis Naughton says he regrets taking a phone call from a lobbyist working on behalf of INM about a proposed takeover of Celtic Media. Leo Varadkar insists Minister Naughton did no favours for anyone.
All he did was take a phone call from a lobbyist in which he indicated that he would follow the law and be guided by his official's advice. Now, perhaps he shouldn't have taken that call, and he said he regrets it. But in terms of what he actually said and in terms of what he actually did, he behaved entirely appropriately, and I'm very satisfied with his explanation.
Last year, over 34 million passengers passed through Ireland's main airports, up 5.2% compared to the previous year. In 2017, passenger numbers increased in Cork, Donegal, Dublin, Kerry and Knock airports, while passenger numbers decreased in Shannon, Connemara and Inishmore airports when compared to figures in 2016. The five main airports accounted for 99.8% of all air passenger numbers, while Dublin Airport accounted for 85.3% of all air passengers carried in 2017. Due to Donegal Airport's status as a regional airport, the CSO hasn't provided a breakdown in figures, but has confirmed an increase in passenger numbers. The EPA has identified seven industrial sites currently on their national priority sites list for enforcement. Glenmore Biogas Limited in Donegal has been identified as one of the sites licensed by the EPA for failing to meet necessary environmental standards. The national priority sites identified are for the period from October 2017 to March 2018, with all companies due to face further enforcement action. Trish Lafferty reports.
The seven sites represent less than 1% of industrial sites licensed by the EPA, yet account for 26% of complaints and 13% of open compliance investigation files. The National Priority Sites for Enforcement System was launched in July 2017 to drive further environmental compliance at industrial and waste facilities. Licensed facilities are identified as National Priority Sites for Enforcement using a system developed by the EPA. Points are allocated to each site based on compliance data such as complaints, incidents and non-compliance over the previous 6 months. Sites which exceed a certain threshold become a national priority site and are targeted by the EPA for further enforcement action.
A Sea of Our Spire campaign has been launched in Donegal Town. Viewed as one of the town's most iconic landmarks, the tower and spire of Donegal Parish Church is in urgent need of repair, with the cost of the project estimated to be in the region of €150,000. A funding application to the Department of Arts, Heritage and the Gaeltacht was recently turned down. However, a number of fundraising activities are planned in the parish over the coming months. Archdeacon David Hoss has been outlining the current state of the building.
The church is nearly 200 years old, and so the spire has showing its signs of age, really. The main problem is the stonework and the mortar holding it all together. And in some places, the mortar is said to be up to 90% defective. So that is quite serious, and it's causing damp to get in, and it's causing the stone to flake and to slowly crumble away.
And if this work isn't done, what ultimately will happen?
Eventually, the stonework will crumble badly and the tower and the spire will start to become unstable. Now, we're not at that stage yet. We're very much into the business of catching it before it gets to a dangerous state and making sure that it's secured for the future.
You did apply for funding, but that was unfortunately turned down. So now the community is rallying together to put their effort into this.
That's exactly right. To date, unfortunately, we've not received anything from local or national government sources, despite applying for a number of grants. So we've been very heartened by the way that the local community in Donegal and further afield has been coming together and really getting behind this important project.
Highland Sport is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, proud sponsors of the Donegal GAA Club Championships.
It's now 14 minutes past five and time for the latest sport with Oisin Kelly.
Thanks, Michaela. We start with soccer. Fin Harps are back at Fin Park tonight as they welcome Cabin Tilly to Ballybuffet. Adam Duffy joins Gareth Harkin and Liam Walsh on the injured list this week, while Paddy McCourt is rated as doubtful. Harps are 8 points off the pace of UCD at the top of the table. Former Harps captain Declan Boyle feels they'll need to start getting a run of good form together and get points if they are to keep the push alive for the playoff spot.
I mean, you're looking at UCD up on top of 16 points and we're sitting at 8, so we can't afford to drop any more points if it's a big game and it's probably a must-win at home. We probably need to get 3 or 4 wins back-to-back to push us up closer to the top end of the table. The performances have been very good, playing well, scoring goals. Probably, if there's a negative side of it, maybe the fact that we're conceding goals and individual errors is probably costing us in games. But overall, the performances have been very good and they're playing a good brand of football, which is really exciting for the fans.
Jeremy Doherty will have live regular updates tonight in Highland as from the 8 o'clock kick-off time from Harps against Cabin Tilly at Finn Park. Elsewhere in the First Division, Shelburne can join UCD at the Summit tonight if they beat Galway United at Tulka Park. It's a big night for Derry City. They take on the Premier Division leaders Dundalk at Oriel Park. Third place Derry are top scorers in the league and trail Dundalk by 6 points at the top of the table. That one starts at 7:45. Elsewhere tonight in the Premier Division, Shamrock Rovers will be looking to end a 3-game losing streak when they host Limerick. Second place Cork City travel to Bohemians, and Bray Wanderers are up against Waterford at the RSC. Another senior soccer this weekend, Institute are on the verge of clinching the Irish Championship title and promotion to the Premiership. Tomorrow afternoon, the Derry side will host Loughgall at Walton Park, going into the game knowing that 3 points in victory tomorrow will secure that title and promotion. We'll have updates from that game tomorrow afternoon on Saturday Sport. And Coleraine's battle at the top with Crusaders in the Premiership will continue tomorrow as well. Coleraine are in Belfast for a tough tie against Lunfield, while Crusaders are up against Cliftonville. One game tonight, the Donegal Junior League. It's Gwydir United against Kopenay Rovers. That's in Division 2. Kicks off at 7:30. And among the games played at junior level in the North West this weekend, there's a big top of the table clash in Division 1 tomorrow in the Donegal League. Strand Rovers against Glencairn Celtic. A win for Glencairn will all but seal the title. Strand Rovers have to win to keep their hopes alive. The Inishowen League Cup final is on this weekend at McGinn Park. On Saturday, Glengad United will play Redcastle United, and the Ulster Junior Shield final will also be played tomorrow at Alia, with Cranford United taking on Rosheenie in the decider there. It's another trip to Dublin this weekend for Letterkenny Rovers. They will play the CIE Ranch in the FAI Senior Cup qualifying round. That game is on Sunday afternoon as Rovers go for victory in the capital to try and make it through to the first round proper, where of course they will be joined by the big boys of the League of Ireland. Alex Ferguson has described Arsene Wenger as one of the greatest Premier League managers after the Arsenal boss announced he will step down at the end of the season after 22 years in charge. The Manchester United legend added that he was proud to have been a rival, colleague and friend to such a great man. Wenger won 3 league titles and FA Cups, and the club's all-time leading goal scorer Thierry Henry has mixed emotions about the news.
It's a sad day for me to see the big man leaving the club, although we all know that he has some games left, and happy in a way that people are going to give him, hopefully, the exit that he deserves.
Rory McIlroy says, Adair Manor is equipped to host golf's Ryder Cup. The former world number one was speaking at the launch of the 2020 JP McManus Pro-Am, where Padraig Harrington, Shane Lowry and Paul McGinley were also in attendance. The tournament will take place at the Tom Fazio redesigned championship course in Limerick. McIlroy says it is definitely suited to be a Ryder Cup venue.
Very much so, yeah. I came here back in December, played the golf course, and it was even, it felt like it was the middle of the summer, the way that the condition of the golf course was. But I think, you know, everyone involved has done an unbelievable job. Tom Fazio, obviously JP, to have the vision to create what's what is now here. It would be a, you know, I've played and competed at much worse venues in the Ryder Cup. So I'd be very confident this would be very successful.
In other golf news, Irish trio Michael Hoy, Paul Dunne and Gavin Moynihan will all miss the cut at the Hassan Trophy in Morocco. The joint leaders are Alvaro Curis and Ashan Wu. They sit at 7-under, leading by 1. Seamus Power is 9-over after 8 holes of his second round at the Texas Open. Graham McDowell will tee off from level par later. Zach Johnson is the leader at 8-under through 11 holes. And Rugby Ulster have made 5 changes from the win over the Ospreys for tomorrow's crucial Pro 14 game against Glasgow. Luke Marshall is back and he replaces Darren Cave, while Rory Best is one of the 5 that drops to the bench. Keith Earls and Robbie Henshaw will be back in Champions Cup action this weekend. The Irish internationals have recovered from knee and shoulder injuries to start their province's semi-finals. Munster, of course, play Racing 92 in Bordeaux this weekend, while Leinster are up against the Scarlets at the Aviva Stadium. It's a big day for Omagh Rugby Club tomorrow. They play in Division 2C of the All-Ireland League in the playoff semi-final. They will be hosting a Thomond at Drimmore Park tomorrow afternoon, where victory will send them to the playoff final against either the Belfast Harlequins or Malahide. Well, the brand new cricket season in the Northwest gets up and running tomorrow with games in the Premiership and indeed in the Championship. With a look ahead to the matches tomorrow and our feature, here's Eamon McLaughlin.
Dunamana found Brady a little bit of a problem in recent seasons. I've lost a couple of times to them, so this will certainly not be a gimme. The other 3 games sees Ardmore host Coleraine, Brigade travel to Eglinton, while there's a local derby at Fox Lodge where Strabane, newly promoted, are the visitors. In the Championship, St Johnstone begin their season when they host Ballyspallan, who are one of the favourites for the title.
Brady against Dunamana is our feature game tomorrow. Just some racing news. Ruby Walsh has been ruled out of next week's Punchestown Festival. The 12-time champion jockey is still recovering from the injury in which he aggravated a tibia injury in the fall at the Cheltenham Festival last month. County hurling action tonight. It sees Buncrana against Satanta, Bird against McCool's. Both of those games start here in Donegal at 7 o'clock this evening. It's going to be a busy weekend finally on the motorsport front, and in particular rallying. The Maiden City Motor Club Shackleton event has been held at Ballykelly tomorrow with a host of North West crews heading that direction for a good day's event. And then on Sunday, the Monaghan Stages Rally always attracts a big Donegal entry, and among those that'll be battling it out with the Moffats for the win will be the likes of Donegal and Declan Boyle, who will be competing in their Ford WRC cars. That's it, Michaela. Saturday sports as usual tomorrow after the 2 o'clock news. Jamard later tonight from 8 we'll have updates from Harps against Cabin Teely.
Thanks, Oisín. And for weather now, dry this evening with some good sunshine. Winds will be moderate southwesterly with lowest temperatures tonight of 4 to 7 degrees. And just to have a look at the closing headlines, a 53-year-old man was sent for trial today, charged with 74 sex assaults on the same girl over 6 years. The man, who is in custody, was accused of the offences between January 1995 and February 2001 when the girl was a minor. The EPA has identified 7 industrial sites currently on their national priority sites list for enforcement. Glenmore Biogas Limited in Donegal has been identified as one of the sites licensed by the EPA for failing to meet necessary environmental standards. Over €10 million in funding has been allocated for social inclusion and community activation programme for disadvantaged communities in Donegal. Over the next 5 years, the funding package will provide funding across the county. And a Save Our Spire campaign has been launched in Donegal Town. Viewed as one of the town's most iconic landmarks, the tower and spire of Donegal Parish Church is in urgent need of repair, with the cost of the project estimated to be in the region of €150,000. That's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website, highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Colm Ferriter is up next with Nuacht. Good evening.
Shabur Mahasa, Colm Ferriter and Charlene, the Prieve Skelty, our Highland Radio. Hewland Harris, Dach, Joe McHugh, Chak de Dala, and Chunskadal, Ed Sight, as Gilige in you, as Bank de Aquini, Digitaha, Erinaha, Atan, Ed Sight, Takarha, or Foil de Wunchuri. Taoskion, Ya, Kid Task, Digita, Jariha, Igmunchuri, Gobbers, San Arniel, Ejahas, or Foil, Augustana Hauer, Erik Siren Ashke, Augustasha, der Foil de Wunchuri, Bonskola, August Manskola, Kontusakur Lenanusaj Snashomri Ranga. Osclu Mol Nualiak Agus Digita G Tech Eg Gidor in Yelter Dunanal and Chakt and Shaw. Dur Hug Kaihirla Udras Ngelterta Anani Galahert, Malu Ard Don Chonskun of Ur, Egan Oskilch Offigul, Aragor Champlet at a Forestina, Lahai Ko Abru, Ajur Sanyoli Technoliakta. Ata on agus go meher exul le colachtí a gober le chéile con nualiachta a spragu in san lahar cairne. Dúirt príomhaí mina údaras na gealtarta Michal O'Haney go bhfuil forbairt gréasán digitá na gealtarta lárna do straitéis forbairtha an údaras sna bliantaí amach roinne con an scéal faoi cantar tuaithe na héirin a athrú. Harla príf emacht vlian na gaelige mór eile chreidja bio gaelach agus bródúl jasahern I gríal ar baileacha clia agus húil cyrra vila trasna na cathra I másc í canchori an lei vi uctra na hérin Michal Díó Higín agus lórse les an slua comoil le hambasadori ar vlian na gaelige ia vila sa hortjeg. Ta pop-up gaeltacht a agru ag leanra lecher kennen, jihinia shahoginia an charta laus fi ag a nia chlug ag clubcha nivaunan an lecher kennen. Agus emacht ele na iha araniacta cardlan agus aran le Diane ni canan session araniacht an onad alinia na sruhulia an omi jardin shahogin an sheo laus fi de miabrin ag toshert ag lahanyea shakt.
The obituary notices for this Friday evening, the 20th of April. The death has taken place of James Rorty, Meenaniller, Derry Beg. His remains are reposing at his residence. Family time from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. with Rosary nightly at 9 p.m. Funeral arrangements will be confirmed later. The death has taken place of Daniel McGilloway, Mina Vaughan, Quigley's Point, formerly of Shantallow, Derry. His remains will repose at his late residence from 7 o'clock this evening. Funeral from there on Sunday afternoon at 20 past 12, going to the Church of the Sacred Heart, Muff, for Mass at 1 o'clock. House private, please, from 10 p.m. to 11 a.m. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to Foyle Search and Rescue. Care of McLaughlin Funeral Director, Dungiven. The death has taken place of John Edward Teddy Donaghy, 37, Octa Road, Killaloe, Cloddy. His remains will repose at his son Connell's home at 39 Octa Road, Killaloe, Cloddy, from 8 o'clock this evening. Removal to St Patrick's Church, Cloddy, for 1:30 Mass on Sunday, with burial in the adjoining cemetery. The death has taken place of Ethna Fullerton, née Connolly, a hilly Buncrana. Her remains are reposing at her late residence. Removal at 10 o'clock on Sunday morning for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass in St Mary's Church, Cock Hill, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to Buncrana Community Hospital Patients Comfort Fund, care of McKinney Funeral Directors. The death has occurred of Nora Key, Fintra Road, Killybegs. Her remains are reposing at her residence. Removal from there on Sunday afternoon at 3:30 to St Mary's Church, Killybegs, for funeral mass at 4 o'clock. Burial afterwards in the local cemetery. Family time, please, from 10 p.m. to 10 a.m. Rosary nightly at 9 p.m. The death has taken place in South Wales of Neil Oliver Bradley, Wodge, formerly of 37 Castle Park, Buncrana. His remains are reposing at the family home. Funeral mass on Sunday afternoon at St Mary's Church, Cock Hill, at 3 o'clock, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. The death has taken place of Doreen Porter, née McLaughlin, late of the Corner House, Main Street, Buncrana. Her remains are reposing at the Corner House. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 9:25 for Requiem Mass in St Mary's Oratory at 10 o'clock. Interment afterwards in St Mary's Cemetery, Cock Hill. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to the Alzheimer's Society, care of Quigley Funeral Directors. Family time, please, from 11 o'clock tonight. And the death has taken place of Nora McElhome, née Sweeney, Philadelphia, USA, formerly of Glendowen, Church Hill. Funeral mass in St. Columbkill's Church, Glendowen, at 4 o'clock tomorrow afternoon, followed by burial of ashes in Garton Cemetery.